Hello?
Hey, this is Pete from Cardiff. I'm trying to touch base here with James. Is he in right now?
Yes, he is. Just a minute, sir.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, James, how you doing? It's Pete from...
Not too bad.
Me, good.
Well,
me too.
50. I'd like to gain a point or two to be looking a little bit easier, but sometimes you have to claw your way and fight along.
I was just stopping by. We had sent out a couple pre-approvals for you for $250K for some capital and equipment. That's what we specialize in. It's Bank of Cardiff. Did you get a chance to look at those?
No, I didn't. Not that I want to be dumb enough. I didn't quite. You say you sent out some information for me.
It was in the mail about 2 weeks ago, so I figured it should have landed by now. But
I would say so. What the hell? We ain't living back in the Pony Express era.
Mm-hmm. I mean. That's why we do these calls, though.
I don't recollect it right now, to be truthful with you.
Well, yeah, that's why we was doing this follow-up call, because a lot of them honestly do get lost in the mail. But we did have you pre-approved with us based on your previous borrowing history with First Trust Bank. And you know, you did have some good, you know, credit history there on your DMB credit profile as well, and that's why we extended this offer. You seem like an ideal client, and you know, if you have anything coming up, like a certain project that requires a little bit more upfront cost, or a certain piece of equipment you're looking to bring on anytime soon this year, we can step in and help you out there. Is there anything you're looking to do here, Jim?
Yeah, but I don't think you want to get involved in it. I'm trying to flip a piece of property.
Oh, okay.
I was going to buy one out nearer to where I came from. Only about 10 miles up the road or something. And it's near to everything else. Out that way for me. And yet, I have to get rid of my one here in Indiana, PA. Prices, I don't know where they're getting them, and taxes have went through the roof. I don't know what the heck's going on, and we have an election coming up. You would think that they would be wanting to help people and make things active and moving on, but...
How much were you looking to get the property for in comparison to how much it actually ended up being? Was it a large gap? Was it a lot more expensive?
No, I got part of it and everything, but it was the idea of getting that one and getting rid of this one, and I should make money on the one I'm at, but that's, again, like I told you, I don't know, sometimes you guys are in that business of helping or buying and selling, and sometimes it just don't make sense. You know what I'm saying?
No, 100%. It's got to make sense for you in a business term.
Yeah, at my age, it better make sense. Better be moving on or move, you know. But no, I have a split level with in Brookwood Estates with a nice home. I bought it when it was new, and the wife died about a year ago, so I don't need to stay in this particular area. I'd rather be out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Even banks here don't want to, I wouldn't say they don't want to work with me, but I mean...
Well, they don't want to give you a lot. I mean, I'm sure. Who are you still banking with? First Trust, or are you? Have you moved on to a different bank there?
Where are you name and First Trust. I don't remember.
It looks like you did some work with them back in 2014. Might have just been for a small business loan, something like that. But that is the information we have on file for you from where you last took out a loan, a UCC filing.
I don't know. We don't have a First Trust here. We have a, you caught me off guard here.
If you do have a smaller bank, like a local bank, a lot of the times what they do, if they don't have enough funds, they sell their debt investment over
to somebody bigger or somebody else.
And they buy it for half the price, and then they take on the risk. So I think that's might have been where this information from First Trust came. But tell me a little bit more about that piece of property you're looking at.
Well, it's out in the country.
Oh, it's out of the country.
No, out in the country.
Oh, out in the country. Okay.
See, I'm right in the White Township. I'm in the Indiana, PA, and that's where Jimmy Stewart come from. And it's a college town, and it's a thriving. It's a good. But this other one was out in the country and has about 3 acres of land. And yeah, it's a nice home with I have a what do you call it, a rec room downstairs here in my place, but that out there has a real nice rec room with an office and a bedroom and a bathroom downstairs and a nice kitchen. Living room, 2 bedrooms, 2.5 baths upstairs with a sun porch on it with a all enclosed with a hot tub in it.
It all sounds like a nice place.
Yeah.
Well, how's your business been with the heating and air conditioning
last
business?
Last year wasn't one of those years where you'd want to talk about anything. I had some medical problems, and then my wife died in June.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it wasn't one of those years where we set in the woods afire, but I still held my own, and I'm still getting business. Even
how were sales this year? Are they up, down, flat from last year?
They're doing okay. They're doing good for the area.
Good. Do you do any commercial work at all, or are you all residential?
No, I do. I still do some commercial work.
Oh, good. Like, do you get paid on a net 30 or a net 60, or how does that work?
I don't. I know I should go different, but. A lot of stuff I don't require no money up front. I'm one of those guys that go in and tell you what I'm gonna do, how it's and I use top brand equipment. I go with I buy most all my stuff off of R.E. Michaels and the people handle Standard Air and Light. And
do they provide the financing for you normally, or do you go through your bank?
We have a 30-day or 45-day or whatever. If we got something big, we can get. We don't have to turn it in a 30-day. We can turn it in, like 45 or even 60 days.
Oh, that's good.
And they're very workable. I've had no trouble. I've been with all these people. I'm not one that buys from the local distributors here. I buy from people who supply to them. And
yeah.
A little bit too,
Well, I'm sure that's a smart move there.
Well, if you got an inkling of what you're doing, maybe you can. You can be up, you can stay up there and run with the big dogs and you make some money, but if you got to get down and dirty sometimes, they help us out and they provide a lot of technical assistance and Matter of fact, Ari Michaels delivers right through here every day of the week. In other words, if I call, if I call this morning, generally they can get stuff in to us today. If it's something that has to come out of Glen Burnie, Maryland, it's still within a day or two away. By the time you get the job started, and they'll drop ship right to the
job site.
Yeah.
Oh, that's intense. That's neat. It's a little different.
You know, but at last year wasn't, I don't think, a good year for a whole lot of people. This year hasn't set the world afire, but yeah, there's a lot of things going on. And the air conditioning business is changing all the time. You know that.
Yeah, are more people going into central air now as opposed to individual units, or have you seen a change?
Yeah, and a lot of people have equipment that is outdated, worn out or whatever, and when you go to them or they call you, and you have to tell them that the equipment, R22 is just almost a thing of the past anymore. It's almost like R12. It's gone. It'll be gone by 2018. And I just noticed the other day that I thought I had pulled a shitty by not having, well, I looked at five boxes of R22 that have never been, you know, tanks have never been the seal ain't off them yet. And it's went up, R22 is probably selling $40-$50 a pound right now. That's pretty expensive if they need 3, 4, 5 pound, you know what I mean?
So yeah.
It's more reasonable for them to change.
Just get some newer, equipment.
That again is, I try to be upfront with people and work with them, and I've been here quite some time and reliable, and my family has been here all along, and we're known in the area all over, but they might as well upgrade because, well, you're in the banking business. Hey, I'll tell you what, there's certain.
You're gonna save money on the end. Yeah.
Federal Pacific doesn't. They don't even recognize them. You know what I mean? They don't even want to talk Federal Pacific electric panels. We do electrical installations too.
Do you do any solar work? I know that's pretty new on the scene right now.
No, we haven't done a whole lot of that. We're getting into it. I built a building, and I was thinking about putting a wind turbine up, to be truthful with you.
Have you looked into that at all?
Yeah. I think that, you know, people got to... the credits you can get, people sometimes got to go to that because... well, the gas industry is really booming, and prices for suppliers, if you own land and they drill a well on your land, you really don't, unless you get into the Marcellus, the old shallow well gas wells are not paying any, they're not paying no dividends, they're not paying nothing for gas, because the Marcellus is really booming, and that's what they're wanting to push, and that's what they're doing. Instead of drilling 3,100 feet deep, they go 7,000 and they got boomers, you know, and maybe they got 3, 4, they put runoff wells into one well, and can drill a lateral well, and they gain a lot, you know, they gain a lot, but they're getting good money for that, and it's booming here. Western Pennsylvania is doing okay in that part, but I would say that the solar energy and the wind.
It's getting really big.
Amish, I don't know. You know anything about the Amish?
Not really.
Yeah, well, they're from. They're the old time bearded fellas that do. They still drive horse and buggy. They don't drive automobiles. I'll tell you, they're good. They're good. They're honest. I had some of them do some work for me. They're honest people. Do good work.
Yeah, they're hard workers.
Yes, they are. I'm telling you. They put a 30 by 50 building up, a pole barn with all metal and they done it comparable to what I had bids that came in from not out of state, from way out east and stuff. And I'll tell you what, two of them come in there once we decided with no money down now. They come in, started bringing in the stuff. I started, and my son and I, he would go out every morning at 5:30 and pick them two guys up. It was just two of them. 5.5 days, they set them 6x6 posts and framed it in and put the insulation and overhead door and one man door, and I got clear.
Nice.
The new plexiglass panels all down both sides, up above height of, you know, and 12-foot high ceiling. Hey, 5.5 days and put.
That's pretty good for two guys, yeah.
Yes, sir. And it was in the fall, and the snow was blowing around at times. And I give them, there's a house there. We had it set up so they get in and get out of the weather, and they didn't, you know. They worked hard, but they appreciate. They don't do everything with manual labor, you know, like electric. They don't have no electricity on their property or nothing like that. But if you have electric there, I had a lot of battery operated stuff, and I had generators. I had everything.
And they figured out how to use it.
Huh?
They figured out how to use it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, James, I got to run in a little bit, but are you looking to bring on any equipment towards the end of the year for, like, a tax purposes? Like, if you could add something on, what would it be?
Probably another vehicle.
Probably another work van?
Yep.
Perfect. Are you familiar with the ones?
Mine's not decrepit or nothing, but... and I don't buy brand smacker new.
Yeah, always buy used, man. You could save some money.
Yeah, I'd rather go for used or repossessed or something. And mm-hmm. I've always managed to find pickup trucks and vans and stuff that are, if you know what you're doing, you know, mechanically, I do a lot of. I play around with a lot of tractors. I got a bunch of antique cars, antique tractors. I love to get into, like, you know, that kind of stuff and make them. So when I go look at something, I know that.
Pretty familiar under the hood.
Yeah. And when stuff starts getting up to 100,000 or 150,000, it's well. They say it'll run longer, but it's well. None of my stuff has got big high mileage on it, because I can't. Well, we used to run 150 mile out of here too, but them days are slowly getting.
Not getting that much work out really far away from you guys now, right? You don't have to travel that far.
We're staying in a 50-mile radius. If you travel over half an hour to an hour, you're gonna start losing money. And hey, it takes its toll on the people. It takes a toll on me too. I don't know where the hell you got my credit reference. Must be okay, but it's 76 years old and still working.
Just still working, still doing well. How long you been in business for?
Oh, this business that I started here, I think I started it back in 1978.
Oh, wow.
Somewhere. And I didn't do a lot of advertising per se, only word of mouth and cards or whatever. I didn't advertise in a paper on the radio. But right now, a lot of people said you're crazy for not. But I'll tell you what, the social media now, and we're listed
it's free.
Huh?
The stuff's free now. You can.
Yeah, there's a lot of things out there that young people are computerized, man. They jump on a computer and see who's doing what, where they located, what do they handle. And we handle most of the top brand, and I get along with some of the other people in the area. Schoenfeld handles Standard Air and Light. He handles all that, and when I needed some parts, and I called and got credit with Standard Air and Light years ago. Young Schoenfeld, his dad and my dad knew each other, and
just one from there.
Well, he told him. He says, "Yeah." He says, "Anything he wants, he says, give it to him." But I wasn't gonna sell. I won't sell the top brand, the carrier name. But I can get anything else on down the line, and all the parts I want. And lots of times I go to him and say, "Hey, Dave, do you carry this or you have this? Hey, let me look. I got a replacement. I got something for you." And
all right.
Work back and forth.
Hey, James, can I shoot you a quick email with my information on it?
My email's down right now.
I got you.
I was thinking on there's something there. There have been a lot of people throw a lot of that shit around, too. They want me to upgrade, and I don't know.
All that's nonsense, man.
It is.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I was running an older system with a tower and everything. Of course, my son carries the. He has a notebook. He has the laptop. You know, which you have to have now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the iPhones and everything, because a lot of these big companies, they don't have nobody sitting there. You know, you get one place, and you better be ready to show them a picture. You're talking the same lingo, and they say do this. Like the funeral home we had down here, we put all the heating and air conditioning and all the electrical in the funeral home. Three 15-ton units. I get into the big stuff. Get a lot of rooftop. Done a lot for Subway.
Okay. Hey, James. Got to run over
probably
here to a meeting.
Probably got your brochure or something in the mail. No, I don't.
I'm going to give you a call in November, though, just in case you have anything come up from now on.
Yeah.
And we'll see if you have anything towards year end, all right?
Yeah. No. Sometimes you need
Sometimes
financing.
You do. Exactly.
And I know what rate of interest you guys are running on.
It depends. For the equipment, we're pretty competitive there, right around 4%, 5%. Yeah. And, for working capital, for cash, we do unsecured, which is really nice because it's, risk-free on your end. It's pretty much the same thing as cash. No collateral or nothing like that. That's a little bit more expensive.
Sometimes to get a sale, you have to do that to some of them. I'm not saying, I know it's total. You should have, but we got a couple Flemingites here, and once they get in the door, they just don't perform up to
up to par.
Old reliable guys, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, sometimes you have to be competitive. You got to...
We are.
Say, hey, you need 45 or you need 60 days, here's what I'll do.
And that's where we come in, because we can help you out with your cash flow while you're waiting for receivables.
Well, while I'm waiting for some money to roll in, my bills keep going on too. And like R.E. Michaels, that now had a little health problem there in 2015, wasn't too good. I had a couple bites of the heart there a little bit. Hey, R.E. Michaels, Standard Air and Light, and different ones. I called them and told them what was up. They never put me into bill collection or nothing. They stood by, waited it out. I give them what I could get, turn stuff around, and I didn't have no trouble with nobody.
Well, good for you, man. We'd like to operate in the same kind of light there. But I'm going to let you go here, James, and I got to run out.
I was actually taking a little snooze here. I got to get something ready for the evening meal here. And the only reason I was really lollygagging around, it was probably about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning when I went to bed this morning. And I got that 76 Buick down there in the garage. Only got 31,000 on it. I told my son, well, he gets everything anyhow, but I said, hey, you gotta take a look at it now, see what you think. It's set down there, and I kept saying, I gotta make, you know, move on. So I was doing a few things to it and getting it. I got a 76 Buick, 2-door hardtop, all white with a red Landau top on it, and all chrome wheels. Of course, he's sitting here watching, counting cars. I look at all that crap once in a while and eat my heart out. But look at some of these beauty queens that they got coming up here. But no. Any man don't want a good looking woman hanging on his arm. There's something wrong with his mind, man. I had a good wife. We were married 43 years, and she never faltered once. She was always in it for me, and she done a lot for me, and she was a sales promoter too. She didn't push nobody, you know, in the community or in the groups. But somebody would say something, she done
have somebody like that on the business.
I think, and she knew a little bit, you know what I mean. She knew enough to. She never went past the 8th grade. Here I was with an education, and I'm supposed to be the smart one, but sometimes she was, she wasn't known to tell me. Never drew an unemployment, never drew a welfare check or nothing. Yeah. And when I looked at a bank account that was my name and her name was on it when she died, she had $11,000 in a freaking checking account. I said, holy God, she's worth more dead than she was alive. But no. I miss her.
Oh, man, that's that's tough to hear, man.
It's like a team of horses. If they don't pull together, you might
not gonna work.
You go to the barn. That's right. You ain't going to get together.
All right, James, I'll circle back with you in November. I got to run out of the office right now.
Okay, send another brochure out.
I will.
Sometimes it pays to have a backup or a little bit more credibility.
Oh, of course. You always want to look for that source of funding. It's extra. But I'll circle back, maybe if not November, maybe in October, man. I'll come check in on you, see how you're doing, okay?
Where are you located at?
I'm calling out of our San Diego branch. So.
Holy shit.
Enjoying the nice weather we got out today.
Gosh darn hot here. It was up to 85 here.
Alright, I'll catch you later, James.
A lot of it. Take it easy.
Bye-bye. You too, man.